ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Australia is being urged to partner up with China more to deliver joint aid in the Pacific rather than see itself in competition with the Asian powerhouse. The Australian government has, of course, been actively promoting its so-called Pacific Step Up this year, and it is in light of the growing presence of China in the region. But China expert Dr. Jennifer Su says that seeing China as a competitor is unhelpful and that both aid donors would benefit from doing a better job of actually getting advice from Pacific Island and countries themselves on what projects they'd like the two to partner on. Dr. Su is a policy analyst at the think tank China Matters here in Australia, and she's made the recommendations in a policy brief for Australian MPs. I spoke with her earlier.
I think when you adopt this narrative of competition, it really prevents sort of pulling together of ideas, innovative ideas, resources and skills to help and to achieve a common goal. And the common goal, I see it here in one way, is sort of the development and the infrastructural needs of the Pacific region.
And we'll go through ways that Australia might be able to cooperate with China, which is what you're recommending. But why should Australia do so in this era when there is clearly this competition? It's also an era where trust of China is low by Australia. Allegations, for example, of foreign interference. There's, of course, a trade war with the US, which is an ally of Australia. Why then should Australia be cooperating with China?
Yeah, I think on a practical level, Australia's aid and development, overseas development assistance budget is only so much, so $4 billion for the 2019 year. So there's only so much you can do with that money. And I think when there is limited resources, but you see there are resources elsewhere, it makes sense in some ways to think cooperatively to pull that set of resources and skills and expertise that we each have together for common development and infrastructural needs within the Pacific.
And it is possible in that era, as I say, of trust being low and other issues going on between the two countries and governments?
Yeah, so I think in PNG, Australia has a trilateral cooperation agreement with the Papua New Guineans and the PRC in malaria control. And that has been operating since 2016. So in that program, we see pooling of resources, expertise, medical experts coming together to address malaria control within Papua New Guinea, which is a severe problem. So I think this is an example that cooperation has occurred. It's small, but I think it's also meaningful, symbolic. And I think there are much more opportunities available in that space, in the medical and health space, for trilateral cooperation to occur with PRC and a Pacific Island country.
That example from PNG of the work between the Australian government and China in the area of malaria, and also another example from the Cook Islands, I understand they actually are projects that were initiated and pushed by these Pacific Island countries themselves. So is this also a solution for when they do see what inevitably happens when lots of aid donors and partners are in the region, that there is going to be double up, and this might be one way to avoid that?
Yeah, so those were both initiated by the countries experiencing the problems. And I think it gives Pacific Island countries agency to identify issues and problems that they think are pertinent to their country. And I think Australia has a role in this, is to actually ask Pacific Island countries, what are your development priorities? And really encourage Pacific Island countries to initiate formal discussion with both Australia and China to think of cooperatively and trilaterally to address those regional and country priorities.